Why is it so hard for us to just become that better version of ourselves that we envision every day? What stops us and what do we put in the way? Why do we get in the way of ourselves so much every day? Why?
Shalom, peace, blessings, and love to you who is listening. First, I would like to give all praise, honor, glory to the Creator who gave both you and I life, who blesses us with understanding, knowledge, wisdom, who protects us throughout the week, who provides for us food to eat, clothes to wear, water to drink, water to bathe in. The Creator of the universe, Yahuwah, the perfect being, all hearing, all knowing, all seeing. I could go on and on. Kol kavod lecha, Yahuwah. I was moved with a few thoughts. I was doing a lot of introspection, listened to an audio tape, and it moved me to Proverbs. A specific verse, Proverbs 14, verse 12, which I repeat a lot to myself, and I'm going to expound upon why. As a youth, a young woman, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And it just made me really think about being a young adult, grown into adulthood, and during these years of our early 20s, even late teenage years, and throughout life, really. But speaking specifically to my age group, those are a little older, we embark on journeys during this age, this time. And a lot of times, we embark on journeys for personal reasons, for events that happen in our lives that cause us to embark on journeys. And sometimes out of emotions, we embark on journeys. Maybe an event hurt you. You felt misunderstood, unheard. There was things that caused you to feel resentful towards individuals or situations. And so you embarked on your own journey. And sometimes separation is necessary. And it is important for you as a soul to know that. So when I speak to you, you must know yourself. And if it does apply, then take it. If it doesn't, okay. But as they say, a hit dog barks. So when we go on our personal journeys, I think it's so important that we continue to check ourselves. Because sometimes you could be going on a path out of emotion and it's not intended for you. And you have to be willing to admit if the outcome was a negative one, then you know that it wasn't for you, and you have to be willing to admit that and not be stubborn in the heart. And that way, that's better for you to know. I think it's great to see outcomes. Why? Because it lets you know whether you're on the right or wrong path. And I do truly believe that everyone has a destiny or a fate. We are given free will, yes, but it's just like Adam and Eve. They had a free will, but what they chose has caused what we bear now. Imagine if they would have chose something different, chose to be obedient. We would be living a different life. And so I always say there are two lives. You have free choice, but you're choosing between two lives. And ultimately, at the end of life, you know, we do transition from this earth, whether you live old or young. I pray we all get to see old age. And so we're not speaking on the matter of at the end of any path you take, you're going to transition, you're going to pass away. But it's important to live a good quality life. And so again, every choice we make, you and I make, you're either choosing your destiny or your fate. And I think a fate is something you succumb to, something that you, it's your lower self. I strongly believe that. There's whether you're male or female, there's a husband or wife of you that is in alignment with your higher self, and there is a spouse for you for your lower self. Maybe you have a set of children, and they come out either good or bad, and it aligns with either your higher self or your lower self. So there's blessings and there are curses, and so every day we're choosing a life. You're either choosing your higher self or your lower self. But back to the point, this is why I think it's so important to make sure when you're embarking on personal journeys and you're saying, I'm doing my own thing. Yes, that's part of adulthood, even as I'm growing, but I still keep in mind to make sure the Most High is guiding me, because I could be choosing, as Proverbs says, a way that seems right to myself, but the end is a death. The end is outcomes that's just going to make me feel depressed. Outcomes that are going to make me feel like the world is against me. Outcomes that's going to make me lose faith in the Creator, because I chose decisions that broke me down to the point where I lost faith. I lost trust in the Creator and in people. Outcomes that make me hard in the heart, where I can no longer love. And so you have to be willing to introspect daily on your journeys and make sure you're choosing these journeys because the Most High is guiding you. And so as I continue to read that Proverbs, I feel like these verses 15 and 16 really help to put it together, because on my journey right now, and as I, you know, continue to just asking Yah to guide me, I can't believe everything that everybody tells me. I can't. I've been under my father's roof and still am. I'm in my 20s, and that may seem different to people. That's Eastern culture. And so since very young, I depended on my father to lead me. And even when I was a little girl, my father would look at me and say, you have to know yourself. He would command that we had our own relationship with Yah, the Creator. So you have to be able to think for yourself, but in a righteous way. Yeah, even though you're thinking for yourself, it's either in alignment with the Creator or with evil. You're having evil thoughts or good thoughts, right? So this verse here, 15, says, the thoughtless believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. So I'm saying this because I've had a lot of people influence me, and I absorb people. That's just me. But the Most High is my shield. And whether me telling you that, you know, I absorb people and their influences makes you think I'm weak. Well, I am. And guess who's my strength? The Most High. So whether he wants you to penetrate and influence me negatively, he's going to allow it or not. So I'm not afraid to say that. I'm just trying to allow people to connect with me because I'm not perfect. I get what I get, my understanding and the words I speak from him. And so I'm imploring you as a youth that on your journey, you're going to have people who tell you things that, I mean, it sounds good. It's the same way the snake came in the garden. It sounded good to our mother Eve. But you have to be a prudent person and look well. Ask yourself, is this going to enhance my journey? Is this going to allow me to receive a blessing from Yah? Or is this going to lead me astray? And that is what it means to think for yourself. You have to be able to understand right and wrong, right? So also 16 is, and this goes really big, I'm going to expound on this one, but a wise man feareth and he departs from evil, but the fool behaves overbearingly and is confident. There are some people who just flash and like, I got this going on, I'm doing this, that, and the next, I'm prospering, all this, and they're just making their life look good. And maybe it is. I'm not saying I'm judging anybody, but this is how I think for myself and my own journey. But that is telling you a fool does that. He's behaving overbearingly and is so confident in his foolishness. And so on your journey, ask yourself, have I been just flashing off saying I'm doing my own thing, life is going great, and you know deep down inside your heart is getting hardened? Like, you have to be willing to accept and understand, hey, I'm on the wrong path. There's another way. And the first step to changing is realizing where you're at in life. Because if you don't know where you're at, you don't know where you're going. And I see this a lot amongst youth. And I have to be careful not to even do it myself. Right? Because there's a difference between confidence and foolishness. and just confidence in the Most High. Most times a fool who's confident, he's very arrogant. And so when you're flashy, I believe when I see that, I get a lot of fear for myself and for people, because it's like, even Proverbs says it. Arrogancy, like once you begin to be arrogant, your fall is coming. And so a wise person would just stay humble with their abundance, their wealth, the blessings he has given them. And their light is going to shine bright enough to help influence people righteously. So these are just some proverbs that I really came across, and the Most High moved my spirit to read. And it made me think of me and my journey, and just to expound upon it to those in my age group. When we're going and we're becoming adults, you gotta make sure you're not choosing your lower self, and you'll know it based on your outcomes. We all have a soul, and we all know what's right and wrong, and you can't ignore it. Don't ignore it. Be willing to accept it. Be willing to admit it so that you can change. And if you are on the right journey and you know the Most High is guiding you, well, continue to stay humble. And another thing that makes me think of is, like, some people don't know that they're on the wrong path. Even me, I have to check in and make sure, oh yeah, please continue to guide me. Let me know if I'm choosing the wrong way. And through our own relationships with Yah, we know when he's speaking to us, he'll show us signs in our lives. And that's all you got to know how to think for yourself. You got to know who you are and your relationship with Yah. You got to know how he speaks to you, how he communicates with you, because it is unique to everybody, right? So this is Proverbs chapter 2. I'm going to read some verses. Don't let me bore you. Just understand the wisdom in it, because in order to, as I was saying, some people may not know if they're on the right path. Sometimes we're living a delusion. Sometimes the Most High can take wisdom from you, and you think you're on the right path, and you're really just getting closer to death at a very young age, right? We pray to get to old age so you can live a long life with good quality. But it's dangerous to not have understanding of what you're doing and the thing that you're doing right. And, you know, one day your outcome is just, it just, you hit rock bottom. So, chapter 2, Proverbs. My son, if you will receive my words and lay up my commandments with thee, so that thou make thine ear attend unto wisdom and thy heart inclined to discernment. So it's letting us know that in order to receive wisdom, right, to become a wise person, not in our own eyes, but in a way that enhances your life and makes sure you are in alignment with Yah and on his side, you got to keep the commandments of the Most High. You have to be a righteous person doing good things towards yourself and to people. Yea, if thou call for understanding and lift up thy voice for discernment. Understanding, discernment, I know are the most important things to have when becoming an adult and really going off on your own, or at least, you know, having that privilege to venture off and understand what life is for yourself. It's so important to have these attributes, because if you don't have them, you're probably just living a lower version of yourself. And to me, that's the saddest thing in life, to not be able to reach your highest potential. If thou seek her as silver and search for her as for hid treasures. And just like in our language, how we talk, a lot of us are chasing the bag, right? We need it. But chase wisdom and understanding just as much. Because I'm telling you, sometimes chasing that bag can cause your mind to go astray. It can, and that's just fact. So you got to make sure that the Most High is aligning you on your path to receive wealth in ways that it's like, oh wow, I know the Most High is guiding me. He's led me to this blessing. And so I'm not saying there's a problem with desiring it, because heck, I desire it. But make sure you're seeking wisdom just as much. Then shall you understand the fear of Yah and find the knowledge of Elohim. For Yehovah giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and discernment. He layeth up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to them that walk in integrity. So again, this is why it's important when I was speaking about there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is death. If you're not walking uprightly and you think life is going good, you got to be careful, because the Most High is only giving wisdom to those who walk in uprightness and integrity. It comes from him. These are things that only he can give and take, right? There are certain things that man cannot take from you. No one in your life. but the Most High. And these are these abstract spiritual qualities, and they're given from Elohim. And so if you're not on the right path, you're not going to receive it. And you may think that, oh, I don't agree with this, I don't agree with that, because I have my own way. That might be true, but maybe the Most High took understanding from you, and you just don't have the ability to understand because he took it from you. And so you're leading yourself astray because you're not checking yourself and making sure you're not just walking a path from just personal desires with no guidance from Yah. That's so important, as I'm realizing this in life, and I'm just seeing it all around me. It's so important to have these attributes. If you don't have knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and discernment on your journey, you're really just living for yourself. And what is the point of existing when Elohim gave us this existence and we're not going to exist for him? It's selfish, and he could take life from you, and he could take it from me as well. I should have said me first, actually. He could take my life, you know, if I do that those things and I'm not being obedient to him. And this is not to say life has to be a burden, but it's just like, if you get a privilege from somebody and you go disrespecting them, they got a right to take that privilege back. A lot of us don't realize that we're living off borrowed air, you know. And I say that for us to just really understand that this life is a gift, that once that breath could be taken from me right now, and I just stop talking, I stop breathing. So to say I'm gonna do my own thing, and I don't have to do it the way that it says, is very selfish. And really, that's, to me, when I hear those words, I know that that individual, the Most High, has taken understanding from them. He has taken discernment from them, because they don't know the difference between right and wrong. And to other people, it may seem that life is going good for them, but these are just important things, because even I can go through that. There were times where I had to beg the Most High to give me wisdom again and understanding, because I felt like I just couldn't discern in life. And it happens when we do certain things that are in alignment with our lower self. Back to verse 8. I'm going to read 7 over. He layeth up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to them that walk in integrity, that he may guard the paths of justice and preserve the way of his godly ones. So if you find that a lot of times you're being broken down, you're attracting people who are hurting you, then you got to ask yourself, what am I doing? Because the Most High is not shielding me. I'm doing something that he's not liking. And for you to still have a life, even after being hurt, he still has love for you. So you have to just make your ways right and turn away from the evil that you, both I do and you do. We got to know our evil ways and turn away from them, so we can be granted his mercy, his shield, and his knowledge, his discernment, his understanding. That way enhances our life. That he may guard the paths of justice and preserve the way of his godly ones. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and justice and equity, yea, every good path. And that's the beauty of it. When you're granted these spiritual qualities that are far beyond wealth, you can see clearly, clear as day, this is not the life for me, this is the life for me. This person is has come on my path to influence me in an evil way, to lead me astray. I'm not going to listen to them. Guess what? You don't have to let everybody know that. It's just for you to have that eye, that spiritual eye, to see it. And that spiritual third eye is only open by the Most High. Only open. So if you have these qualities, praise Yah and continue to do the righteous that you are doing. Verse 10, for wisdom shall enter into thy heart, and knowledge shall be pleasant unto thy soul. Discretion shall watch over thee, discernment shall guard thee, to deliver thee from the way of evil, from the men that speak froward things. And this is so important. I encounter people who speak a lot of froward things, and it's like, I just sit and I'm like, that ain't right. It's not. So when you're granted wisdom and people come on your path, try to influence you, and they might not even know that they're sent to lead you astray. It's just a test from the Most High, for whatever reason they're being used for it. When you have these gifts from Yah, you're able to see, they're trying to lead me astray. And you're going to be able to avoid that being influenced by that type of influence and continue on your righteous path. Right? So again, this is important. I'm going to read verse 12 again, because it goes with 13. to deliver thee from the evil way, from the men that speak froward things, who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of evil. So sometimes we go astray. We do. You got to make sure you're not wavering. You got to make sure you're steadfast. You got to know what's going to... I think every human should know what saves them and what's going to kill them. You must know your darkness and your light, because when it comes, you can recognize it and be saved from it. It's so important to know that. You have to know yourself. My father always told me, you got to know yourself. Sometimes he would say certain things and I didn't understand it because I was so young. I was probably like 12, and I would just cry because I didn't understand my father, and I took things personal very young, and I thought he was always attacking me. And that's just an unhealed mindset, a very young child. But he would look at me after he finished his words of wisdom, because I could tell you this day, everything he was saying, I may not have needed it at 12 years old, but it was for my older self, which is now. But he would look at me after he see my spirit and my countenance down, and he would, what's wrong, Ohara? And I would explain it. And then he would look at me and just say, you gotta know yourself. You must know thyself. And I took it as he continued to enforce that. After he would give me words of wisdom, it built me up to know that, hey, my father, this is wisdom he's given me. He's not tearing me down. He's giving me wisdom. And so, again, knowing and having discernment comes from Elohim. It's so important to know it as young adults, any human really, but just speaking to my peers, because I come to these awarenesses throughout my life, Toraya. And yeah, it's so important to make sure you're not just on a path that you think is good. Check in, make sure Yah is guiding you. Ask him to reveal to you whether or not you're on the right path. And make sure you're looking at your outcomes in life, and from there you will know whether the Most High is blessing you or he's causing things to alarm you and warn you. Because sometimes he's not cursing you, he's just trying to let you know that you're not on the right path, and he's going to show signs. And sometimes the Most High has to give you a little pain, because without it, you're not going to know if you're hurting yourself. So that's just my love to everyone. Just do a lot of, continue to be introspective as an individual. Keep the Most High in your prayers when you're going on your journeys, and make sure they're with him, for him, not just for a selfish personal desire, or it doesn't come from anger. Make sure you're not going on a path from anger and from just emotions. You gotta make sure it's a spiritual path that's going to align you with your higher self, because your greater higher self is closer to Elohim. And that is the purpose of life, is to get as close as you can in this lifetime, so that when you start over in your next life, you start from this highest point that you got in this life. All praises to the mighty Yah. May he continue to bless you and both me. And I send out love to all of my peers and my generation. And I do believe that we are the restorers of the ancient paths, and we are here to restore and build up those foundations for many generations. All praises to the mighty Yah. Shalom.